Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title.
Sure, it's Marcia Ferranto. I'm the CEO of the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund and Museum.
And we're speaking because not only, you know, is it a great museum you should check out, but we're specifically this time talking about a 30-minute film by some acclaimed filmmakers. It's called Service and Sacrifice. It basically it kicks off your whole experience when you enter the museum. So explain who's behind this. The run off some of the really acclaimed filmmakers here involved.
Sure. So it was actually back in July of 2020. 2020, that I ran into and met a gentleman by the name of Jim Clark. Mm-hmm. And Jim Clark is an actor in Hollywood. He also is a law enforcement officer in the state of Virginia. And Jim had produced, I think, his first documentary. It was called The Thin Black Line.
Yes. Not to be confused with The Thin Blue Line.
That's right. It's The Thin Black Line. And it was a documentary that talked about what it was like being African-American law enforcement officer in the United States with the current unrest. And I was invited as the CEO of the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund to go over and watch this film. And I have to tell you, I was totally blown away. And I was blown away by Jim Clark and his vision and how in tune he was to so much of what's going on within law enforcement. And I found it interesting because he was like an actor in LA and he was also law enforcement in Virginia. So afterwards, I talked to Jim Clark and I said, Jim, we're interested in creating a very experiential film for the National Law Enforcement Officers Museum. And we've currently put together a steering committee. Would you be willing to sit on that steering committee and sort of be our creative eye? And oh, by the way, Jim, I have a Volkswagen budget and I need to build the Maserati. And Jim said, I'll do one better than that. He said, I am so passionate about your organization. We're the only law enforcement campus in the country. On one side of the campus, we honor the fallen, the 23,229 men and women who have lost their lives in the line of duty. And on the other side of the campus sits the museum. And he said, I would be more than willing to use my contacts in LA and New York to help create this short film for you. And so they became part of our RFP process. And of course, hands down, Jim Clark and team won the RFP, and they came in and they built the Maserati on a Volkswagen budget. And that's when I met Chris Keneally and Chris Cassidy. They're both in New York. They've done some incredible work. You can Google them and see their work. They're just incredible artists. And so they jumped in and they joined our steering committee, sort of jumped in to the heads of the people who were creating this film. The steering person of the head of the steering committee, his name is Aaron Slater. Aaron Slater lives down in Houston. He's part of our board of directors, and he is involved in some filming himself in law enforcement. And he also has the Relentless Defender t-shirts, which you've got to look up. They're awesome. And anyway, so Aaron Slater, talent himself, and the steering committee got together with these guys and we just ran with it. And the more we talked about it, the more actually we felt about it. It was really more of a feeling than anything else about what we were looking for. And our true north, Jason, was to honor. We wanted this film to honor law enforcement. And how we described it was, when we have law enforcement come into this building that exists to honor the profession, we need them to sit in that auditorium through this film and leave there feeling honored. And their families sitting to their right and to their left, feeling such pride around these humans that have chosen this profession of law enforcement. And then for everyone else in the theater that wasn't related to law enforcement or were not law enforcement themselves, they're going to wish they were. So it was definitely, we started there and we were starting with a feeling. And from that feeling, Chris Keneally and Chris Cassidy ran with it, and they traveled the entire country talking with law enforcement, talking with survivors of law, survivors, which we define survivors as people who were related to law enforcement that lost their lives in the line of duty. Mm-hmm. They traveled the country and they talked to these incredible human beings. And from those interviews and from the experiences they had came this film, Service and Sacrifice.
Well, let's
and
go into some of those.
Mind-blowing.
All right, well, let's talk about some of the officers that are documented in the film. I know there's a couple that have local ties. First, there's Sergeant Gerald Ford, Alexandria City Police Officer, and then also Sergeant Carol Burris, Stafford County Police Officer. Do you want to talk about either of them?
Yeah, so their stories are phenomenal. And I think the most phenomenal thing, and you'll see this when you watch the film, is what kind of person makes a law enforcement officer? And if you're wondering, come watch the film and watch Sergeant Burgess in the film. And watch and listen to her. So if you watch what she does, and there's some footage of her actually within the school systems, working with kids, jumping into that healing process with children's view on law enforcement, and then hearing her words, why she serves, why she does what she does, will really help all of us understand more the human side behind law enforcement. And Sergeant Burgess does a great job.
Isn't Sergeant Burris, it says here, the only Black female officer in the agency of over 200?
That's possible. That's possible. and she is incredibly good at what she does. And she comes from a family of law enforcement. So we were able to, at the premiere, meet her husband and her son. And it's a family of law enforcement. It's a family of people that want to serve the community. And the film depicts very well why they want to serve the community.
I know it also, outside of just local officers, it also chronicles Matthias Ferreira, who lost both of his legs as a Marine in Afghanistan and then became a police officer. Did any details on that?
Yeah. So Matthias, awesome human being. Young man, it shows how he did lose both of his legs in service, and how he came back home, and how he went through the healing process, and how he never gave up the vision and the calling to serve. And so he became the first double amputee law enforcement officer. And the story dives into Matthias' story. And Matthias has then taken his life experiences and has become a true hero for all kinds of people around the country, either who are facing amputation, whether they're facing challenges in their life, where they're facing challenges in their law enforcement career, where the motivation comes from, how do you, you know, dive deep into your soul and follow your vision. He depicts all of that inside our film. And he's somebody that you can look up, an awesome, awesome person.
Oh yeah, definitely. And then just to highlight a couple other personalities, I know the film you interview the families, survivors of Anthony Dia and Stephen Williams, who both lost their lives in the line of duty. Any further details on, you know, how they lost their lives and you know, how the film highlights them?
Yeah, so Anthony and Stephen, you feel like after watching the film, you know them. And after meeting their families who are here, absolutely, we feel a closeness to both families. So Anthony was actually, I believe it was 4th of July, and a couple of years ago, he was on duty, and it was a relatively quiet night, and he went to a department store that was having some issues, and he followed a person around the corner, and the person shot him. I'm going to leave it at that, because this part of the film where you actually hear Anthony talk to the dispatch, his final words is in this film. His mom and dad appear in the film, as does his wife. And he left behind two little boys who are absolutely gorgeous. They were actually at the premiere also. And when you look at pieces of the film that depicts Anthony's life, again, it points the arrows to these incredible human beings that are choosing this profession. And learning more about Anthony, learning more about his life, learning, you know, about him choosing law enforcement as a career choice, you can see why. It's because he was just he was an awesome human being. Stephen plays a big role inside the film. He did a lot of writing. Stephen was a very, very much a thought leader, very much a leader in law enforcement also. And his life was cut short. The story does tell you about how Stephen's life was cut short and how his wife learned about it. And a lot about how his wife is moving forward with her life, and how difficult it has been. So, you know, during this film, the viewer is able to really get a feel around law enforcement. They get a feel around the families of law enforcement, and how every day these families and these law enforcement officers are not certain to come home at the end of the day. And I promise you that after watching this film in our auditorium, there's not a dry eye at the end of the film. And at the same time, there's not a dry eye, mainly because I think prior to watching the film, you don't have as much of an understanding about the profession as you do at the end of the film. And it truly makes you pause and think about the profession of law enforcement and the men and women who choose this as their career choice.
Wow, yeah. It sounds powerful. I guess in our final seconds before we run, I guess just beyond the film itself, remind everyone about the museum itself. You know, what all it offers, and just sort of when and where it was founded. You know, like if our listeners are hearing this, where do they go in town, and how long has it been around?
Sure. So the National Law Enforcement Officers Museum is located right off the Red Line at Judiciary Square. You can actually almost see Union Station from in front of the building. So that sort of gives you an understanding of where we're located at 444 East Street. The museum actually opened in 2018, and we were closed longer than we were open when COVID hit. So we're opening slowly. We're open 3 days a week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. We do private tours on Sunday and other times during the week, but open to the public Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And I will say that there's not a person that I've talked with, and I've talked to hundreds leaving the museum, that haven't said, I left here knowing more about law enforcement than when I arrived. It's a very experiential. It starts with the film, but then there's a lot of interactive opportunities. One of our greatest attractors is a situational simulator where the audience can watch lay people, if you will, be in a situation similar to what law enforcement find themselves in daily. And what happens to your mind and your body and your adrenaline when you're put in these situations. That is a very popular experience. The other simulator that we have is a driving simulator where the participant can get into the police car and do a high speed pursuit and be able to experience exactly what these law enforcement officers are going through and how quickly they need to make the decisions they make to keep themselves safe as well as our community safe. So I encourage all of your listeners to come over. It's a great afternoon experience. And like I said, we're open 3 days a week.
Awesome. Well, again, everyone, it is the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial and Museum in D.C., and specifically, you know, opening up in the auditorium there to begin your museum journey. Definitely, everyone will check out Service and Sacrifice, the film by Chris Cassidy, Chris Keneally, and Jim Clark. It's so cool to me that Jim Clark was, you know, a veteran officer in Stafford, Virginia, and then all the Hollywood connections. I mean, folks have seen him in, gosh, the Barry Jenkins Underground Railroad. I think he was in Green Book and True Detective and The Wire. And he's been, you'll recognize him if you look him up. If you look him up, you'll recognize him. But it's really, really cool. So, hey, thanks so much for doing this.
Jason, thank you for having us on.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
Okay. Hey. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Thanks, hey, Matt.
Jason,
see you.
Thank you so much, Jason. Marshall, thank you so much. Appreciate it. And then, Jason, I think I mentioned to you, October 1 is the open house, free admission to the museum. Cool. So yeah, that might be a good tag at the end of this.
Oh, see, yeah, I'll mention that for sure. Yeah, that's
good. Good call, Matt. Good call.
Hey, you know what? Overall, this was a good call. All right. See everybody.
Thanks, Jason. All right. See you.